Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We've been talking this week about time being one of life's most valuable assets and how sometimes, unfortunately, it cannot be used in that way. It can sometimes be a curse to us in the mindset that we sometimes may have, thinking that we will have that time or time to do something later. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. We cannot talk about time and management of time without talking about that big elephant in the room known as procrastination. And I must admit, I'm quite uncomfortable talking about this because I feel like I am stepping on my own toes. I am not very good at this, and we all have room to improve from a procrastination standpoint. We all put off things, expecting to have that time able to accomplish that task or things later. But I want to think about procrastination in a somewhat different sense this morning as we begin our topic. Have you ever stopped to think that we don't actually have to stop serving God if we're already Christians and are faithful doing so, and we don't actually have to quit, or we actually don't have to rebel against serving God, claiming that God's wrong, another scripture is correct, another being that needs to be worshipped besides Him? We don't have to do all that for Satan to actually win. Think about it. If we put off doing what God wants us to do, and eventually time runs out, judgment comes, Satan still wins. It's too late at that point, and Satan still wins. Procrastination is a great tool that the devil has employed right now for people to be lost, because once time runs out, that will be the end of it. In Acts chapter 26, beginning in verse 24, this is exactly the thing that Paul is preaching to Agrippa here, and Agrippa says in verse 24, when Paul was saying this in his defense, Festus said in a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you mad." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I utter words of sober truth, for the king knows about these matters, and I speak to him also with confidence, since I am persuaded that none of these things escape his notice. For this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe in the prophets? I know that you do." Agrippa replied to Paul, "In a short time, you will persuade me to become a Christian." King Agrippa displays procrastination here. He expects at a later time to be persuaded and to become a Christian. We can almost do something like Agrippa here. You're almost there, Paul. And then change our mind because we may want a better time. In James chapter 4, James says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, and spend a year there, and engage in business, and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live, and also do this or that." Verse 17 is the point that I want to make with the topic today. James chapter 4, verse 17. "To him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Agrippa is a perfect example of this. He knew the prophets. He knew what Paul was saying was correct, but he was looking for an opportune time. And going back to what James says in verses 13 through 15, "You might think you have today or tomorrow to go and accomplish such and such a task, but you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You may not have it." And King Agrippa is a perfect example of procrastination, knowing what he needed to do, expecting to have the time to do it at a later time, almost being there, and sinning because he knew what to do, doing the right thing, and he failed to do it. Let's not be guilty of procrastinating and making the devil and his use of this tool continue to be successful. Procrastination. Let's not be procrastinating in our service and commitment to God. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so in Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.